Hi, this is Jeff, your strange and quirky speaking deacon. You know, with all the immorality our country is exhibiting, we know that the only hope is obedience to God through Jesus Christ. One of the most important things you and I can do during this time is find someone and disciple them. Parents, God has provided us someone to disciple, our children. It is our command to raise our children to know exactly what the Bible says, Old and New Testaments. If you don't feel adequate for the job, let me encourage you right now. Turn off your TV and go do a Google search, Answers in Genesis. Visit BibleGateway.com or Focus on the Family. These sites have incredible material that you can use to train your children. Listen carefully. You will find a way to do what is most important to you. Let us hope it's discipling your children. Have a blessed week.
He's the Vegan Deacon, Jeff Rosignol. It's a fine blend of discipleship and entertainment. Truth is here.
So very quickly, this is a very special service because this is a time of the Christmas season when the most important baby dedication ever happened. And of course, in the Jewish faith, it was part of their command of God to always dedicate the firstborn son to the Lord. And in the Old Testament, in the past, there was always from Hannah and Samuel to the Old Testament founding fathers, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who always was giving these blessings, is transferring the blessings onto their children. And of course, we have the story that is found in Luke chapter 2, 21 through 24. So let's take a quick look at that. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And then it continues, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there it is. There's the command from the Old Testament. Mary and Joseph at this particular time. Just a quick quiz question. How many actual wise men were there? Nobody knows. The scripture does not say. Our manger scenes show three, but there's actually, it says the mages or the wise men came from the east. That doesn't mean Asian east. It means anything east of Jerusalem, you know, is the ocean, or west of Jerusalem is the ocean, so they came from the east. All right, we don't know how many. They definitely did not come the night Jesus was born and was not actually part of the manger scene. Did you know that? It was actually within the 2 years after Jesus was born that the wise men eventually arrived. So that star was hanging around for a while. So another thing to note is, what did the wise men bring to Jesus and his family?
Gold,
yeah. Some wealth. If you notice here, what they gave as an offering was a pair of doves or two young pigeons, meaning that's what the poor people give, because they didn't have their wealth yet. So there's another evidence of the time frame of when these events happened. But here's something very important. Mary's already seen a vision of angels, and she has conceived without the union of marriage, and has this very special child that God said is the child of God. So all these miraculous things are happening, and even then, they are fulfilling the law from the very beginning. Just a quick pointer is that Jesus Christ, which is not his last name, that's his title, fulfilled all righteousness. One, he never sinned, and two, he fulfilled all righteousness. He had to do that, or the sacrifice on the cross would have been worthless. He was sinless, and he fulfilled all the Old Testament righteousness. And part of it was right here, right from the very beginning. And also, putting things most evident is that that's where it begins, as us as parents making sure our children are consecrated and offered to the Lord. And let's take a look at what that means. If we go back quickly to Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 through 7, I want to make sure I'm double-checking my notes here. Here is, in Israel, they call this the Great Shema, which is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." And then there's the Great Commandment that we always mention every Sunday. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heads. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Now I want to talk about two different types of instructions for our children. Of course, this goes to all of us. There's God talks and there's God trainings, and there's two different things. There might be a time like I'm tucking Caitlin into bed and she might have a God question, you know, and I just want to get him to bed and go relax and eat some ice cream. And then, you know, our children have a God question that's deep. Have ever you had that experience where a child throws a winger at you and you're like, whoa, right? And you're like, let me think about that. That's part of the God talks. Those are organic. They happen anywhere, at any time. And as parents, we got to be ready to just, oh boy. You know, at least it's okay to say, I don't know, let me get back to you on that. You know, and then go study, come up with the answer, and bring it to your child. But the most important thing is, as we as parents, it is our command from God to educate our children on biblical truths. On the biblical truth. The church is your supplement, like a vitamin, but the full course meal is to come from the parents, and very particularly the fathers. The fathers are the chief servants. So even if it's administrative to making sure it's being done, it must be done. That home education of God's Word is essential. Because if you look through the entire Old Testament, it only takes one generation to go to God. One generation, and all through the Old Testament, they would make piles of stones to remember, they would make memorials, and the next generation would totally reject God. If you really want to see an extreme cycle of that, read the book of Judges. And within 40 years, generations would just drop God like a bad habit. Horrific things would happen in the nation of Israel, and then God would raise up a judge to come and say, turn back to God and we'll clean up this mess. And that was the whole book of Judges. But godly training deprograms the lies of the world, the demonic lies of evolution, which are unscientific, bar none, unscientific, and evil, and reprograms it with the biblical truth of how God concisely did it, as well as our kids are not monkeys. They might act like monkeys, but believe it or not, they're human beings created by God to serve and glorify God. To deprogram all those things that our culture says is moral when God says is horrifically immoral. And we have to shore up our kids' hearts and our minds that you see that evil that's going on? Use the TV programs, use the information that you see to help your kids learn to discern. Learn to discern. There's a time to protect and there's a time to train. And like different shows or something, Caitlin would ask me, I always use her as an example because she's a good discerner, she goes, something's wrong there, and I would unpack it. If we watch National Geographic and they show a dinosaur and said, billions and billions of years ago, I just simply say, now see, that's a big fat lie. Yep, a grown-up adult is lying to you. What do you think of that? You know? Awesome opportunities to educate, train in truth. Because you know what? We're all going to grow up, we're going to live our lives, have our jobs, and we're going to move on, die. We're going to make a transition. What is the most important thing is Jesus Christ and serving Him and loving Him and worshiping Him and living for Him. From beginning to end, that's why we were made. That is why we must teach this above and beyond everything else. And that's the difference. God talks, we do it organically, everywhere, God training, education time, sit him down, train him up. Let's take a look at Psalms 127, 3 through 5. Sons are a heritage from the Lord. Children are a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies at the gate. And incredible psalm of Solomon, who gave us this psalm. And this blessing, children are a blessing from God. And when trained in righteousness, it's an amazing thing. Of course, another thing, the power to the fathers. In American society, fathers have been beat down to nothing, but not Christian fathers. Because here's why. There's power. There's huge power in the words of fathers. More than obviously the world gives credit for. But look at Ephesians 6:4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. It's the power, it's the words of a father that can damage your child or empower the child. Moms have a gift. Their gift is nurturing. Their gift is, you know, taking care of the scratches and the boo-boos, and they have a place. But it's the words of the father that have these huge blessings. Especially in the Old Testament, from the fathers to children was these blessings, which was the most coveted words of an adult child that they desired. When Abraham blessed Isaac and gave him the blessing, when Jacob stole his blessing from his father Isaac that belonged to his brother Esau. And of course, Jacob was also Israel, blessed Judah. Judah was not the firstborn of Israel or Jacob, and that blessing to him was, from you will be the scepter. And it's from the line of the tribe of Judah, which is Jesus. It was the tribe of Judah. It was the blessings of the father on the children. There's something powerful and special when a dad speaks into their children's lives. It's an incredible thing. So, with that, now we get this incredible blessing of children's dedication to the Lord. It's not just babies, it's children. Because we're ranging in age here. So what I'm going to ask is for the deacons to come up as well, and also the parents.
There's some food for thought. Please visit thespeakingdeacon.com and get connected to the growing number of social media Christians. Thespeakingdeacon.com. Truth is here.